Just hadn't a chance, and I'm through. Love, you didn't do right by me. I'm back on the shelf, and I'm blaming myself, but it's you. My one love affair didn't get anywhere from the start. To send me a Joe who had winter and snow in his heart wasn't smart. Love, didn't do right by me, like they say in the song. You've done me wrong. Like they say in the song, you've done me wrong. You didn't do right, like they say in the song. You've done me wrong.
Good old Norma Ekstrom there, and a rather nice song, I thought, called Love, You Didn't Do Right By Me. You may know Norma better as Peggy Lee. Just my little joke there. Very good morning to you. Welcome to Beagley at Night. Hope you are well. And she actually, Peggy Lee, she's a pretty clever lady, recorded more than over 1,000 masters, and also wrote nearly 300 songs herself. Very clever. I'd love to be able to write a song, but I could never stay serious enough to get good lyrics. I start going very rude frequently, that's me. Anyway, welcome to the programme. Hope you're well. Hope you had a good week. All the usual things in all the usual places this week. And got some comedy for you around about 1:30 with the great Minnie Pearl. Right now, here's Glenn Miller and his orchestra with Ray Eberly.
Thank you. And so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Fools rushing where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love, so how are they to know? When we met, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart and let this fool rush in.
A great singer, Ray Eberly, sang with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, as we heard him there, and also his brother Bob sang with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra, so a family of singers there. Had a pretty good career, actually. It was over 40 years, and Tex Beneke and Marianne Hutton also sang along with him, or he sang along with them, whichever way you look at it. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that. We've got some songs from Bing Crosby coming up in about 3 minutes' time, but first of all, Sweet Mystery of Life.
How green was my valley, how sweet the sunlit loam, how green was this valley I called my home. The house I remember and all it was to me, how green was my valley, no more to be. I have tried to go from this valley, let my mind and my heart wander free. After years and miles of remembering, now I know for all time I shall see. How green was my valley, how bright the sky above, now dark is this valley, once filled with love. How green was my valley, how bright the sky above, now dark is this valley, once filled.
Well, the more observant amongst you may have noticed that was not a Sweet Mystery of Life at all. It was supposed to be Jeanette McDonald and Nelson Eddy, but in fact, it was the first song that I'd got set up for Bing Crosby to play, and I pressed the wrong record player, and that's what happened there. So apologies to Jeanette McDonald and Nelson Eddy. We'll put them in a little while from now. But let's continue with our three songs from Bing Crosby, shall we? And there'll be no interruption from me after this one.
Say, Al, you're a guest here today. Don't you think you ought to start this tune?
No, I don't think so, Bing. I may be a guest and all that, but I think you ought to start it.
Well, it was written a little before my time. I'm afraid it might date me.
Date you?
Yeah.
Don't tell me the first time you heard this song is when your mama had you on a lap, you know, listen to me singing.
Oh, no, no. I came to the show on a go-devil that
day. A go-devil?
Yes, sir.
Well, Bing, look, let's stop this kidding. I think you ought to start.
No, you ought to start it, really.
No, you start it,
please.
You think
so?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, if you insist.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in here. Come on in here.
Oh, you dog.
Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on in here. Come on in here. About the best band in the land.
Take and play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band, what am. Oh, honey lamb.
Come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man. Who's the leader of the band?
And if you care to hear the Suwannee River played in ragtime.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Say, Al, that's the mighty Xander himself playing it.
Oh, yeah, that's him. Ain't nobody else.
Boy, he's a riverboat man.
Riverboat? What do you know about riverboats?
Oh, I made many a happy buck on them riverboats.
Playing in the band?
No, no, making four the hard way.
Two deuces,
that's
huh?
That's it.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Alexander Ragtime Band. Come on in here.
Well, here I come.
Come on in here.
I'm standing right here.
It's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. That's just the bestest band, what am. Oh, honey lamb.
Come on along.
Come on along.
Come on along.
Come on along. Let me take you by the hand.
Here's my lily white.
Up to the man.
The mighty man.
I'm talking about the man.
The leader of the band.
And if you care to hear that Swanee River playing ragtime. Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Alexander's Ragtime Band. Alexander's Ragtime Band.
In this wonderful white world of winter, darling, we'll have a wonderful time. First we'll ride side by side through the hinter and rondelay to the sleigh bell's merry chime. Then we'll ski fancy free down old Baldy and take those chances all silly people do. If there's ever a moment you are freezing, just a little squeezing could be mighty pleasing. In this wonderful wide world of winter, I'm falling head over heels over you. In this wonderful white world of winter, darling, we'll have a wonderful time. If we prayed it would snow all this winter, I ask, is that a terrible, horrible crime? I can't wait till we skate on Lake Happy and sup a hot buttered cup in the afterglow. If there's ever a moment you're not laughing, maybe a toboggan.
Hoop,
don't bump your little noggin.
In
this wonderful wide world of winter, I'm thinking you are the sweetest one I know. Here we go through the snow, in the snow.
Well, three songs there from Bing Crosby. There was The White World of Winter, which I think came from the Christmas film. Not totally sure on that, but I think it did. He was singing with Al Jolson, with Alexander's Ragtime Band, and How Green Was My Valet. And we'll have some more songs from Bing Crosby around about the same time next week. And you never know, there might be a Christmas song in amongst them. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed those. Good morning to Holger over there in Germany, and I hope you are well, and sent us a great song this week, Hans Lang and Maria Andergast, and I think we're going to like this one, Die Rose am Wörthersee, I think that's what it's called. Probably sounds a lot better than what I just called it. In fact, I think it definitely will. Here we go, it's from Holger's house.
Sie an, habe es vielen angetan, und das schöne Edelweib liebt dann jeder heiß.
Doch viel schöner als die drei ist ganz ohne Schmeichelei eine Alpenkönigin, die den Kärnten drin
auf dem Wasser schwimmt sie hier, und wer sie sieht, der sagt zu ihr: Du bist die Rose vom Wörthersee. Oh ja, ja. Die schönste vom Strandcafé. Oh ja, ja, oh ja, 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 ja. Und alle Herren an den Tischen, die Fischer beim Fischen, die kommen um ihre Ruhe. Und auf die alten Karawanken, sie wanken und sie schwanken, und schuld dran bist nur du, 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 du bist die Rose.
Alle Männer hier am Strand, mit und ohne Sonnenbrand, glühen vor Begeisterung, kommen gleich in Schwung.
Alle Fischlein hier im See springen freudig in die Höhe, wenn dein Morgenbart du nimmst, zwischen ihnen schwimmst.
Selbst der kleine Wasserfloh, der guckt dich an und singt dann so.
Du bist die Rose vom Wörthersee.
Ajaja, oh, Ajaja, Ajaja, Ajaja.
Du bist die schönste vom Strandcafé.
Die Fischer beim Fischen, die kommen um ihre Ruhe. Und auch die alten Karawanken, sie wanken und sie schwanken, und schuld dran bist nur du, 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 du bist die Rose vom Wörthersee.
Stuff. That was Maria Andergast and Hans Lang and Die Rose am Wörthersee. I know, I can hear Holger laughing now all the way from Germany to here. Anyway, that was a nice song. Really did enjoy that. Very merry. Thank you for that, Holger. And we'll have another song from him around about the same time next week.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality, your constant companion.
Life at last I found thee. At last I know the secret of it all the love. at home.
For it is a long and long and long the world is seeking. For it is a long and long and long I've waited for. And if my heart has heard the answer to its call,
Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy and Sweet Mystery of Life, and that was from Naughty Mariette, and hope you enjoyed that. We've been watching on television The Day of the Jackal. I don't know if you've seen it in the UK. I think it's on Sky. Stars Eddie Redmayne and a load of other people that I haven't heard of, with the exception of Charles Dance. And it's not a remake of the book. It's reimagined, I guess is what it's called. But I have to say, it's actually quite good. I really enjoyed the story. There's sort of, at the moment, I think we're at episode 3, and there's sort of like 3 different stories all linked going on, but they're all being dealt with independently. The only problem that I have with the whole thing is that some of it is in a foreign language, which is fine. That I don't have a problem with. The problem is I cannot see the subtitles telling me what it is in English, so I have absolutely no clue what is actually being said. And I don't know why it is. Filmmakers seem to insist on using white letters on subtitles, which you can't see most of the time. Why can't they put it on a black background or have black subtitles? And for me, it's sort of ruining the series a bit, because I don't quite know what exactly it is that people are saying. And they were in Munich in the last episode. Very nearly rang up Holger and said, can you translate this, please? But I decided not to. Talking of phoning up people, let's do that. And let's find out the time.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1949.
Forever and ever, my heart will be true. sweetheart, forever I'll wait for you. We both made a promise that we'd never part. Let's seal it with a kiss forever, my sweetheart. Let bygones be bygones forever. We'll fall in love once again. So let's tell the world of our new love divine forever. My heart will be true, sweetheart, forever I'll wait for you. We both made a promise that we'd never part. Let's seal it with a kiss forever, my sweetheart.
Let bygones be bygones forever. We'll fall in love once again.
So let's tell the world of our new love divine, forever and ever you'll be mine. We both made a promise that we'd never part. Let's seal it with
sounded so good, didn't he? Perry Como there, along with Mitchell Ayers waving the stick at the orchestra, and forever and ever. We've got Beagle's Big Three coming up in just a few minutes' time, and to take us there, Edna Savage with Ron Goodwin's orchestra from 1955, Stars Shine in Your Eyes.
Stars shine in your eyes, stars you can't disguise. True love light is there to see. Stars shine in your eyes, stars bringing me sight. Oh, tell me they shine for me. Or is there somebody new? Somebody who could make us part? Don't say it's so. Don't let me go. Don't break my heart. Stars shine in your eyes. Stars never tell lies. Please tell me they shine for me. Or is there somebody new? somebody who could make us part. Don't say it's so, don't let me go, don't break my heart. Stars shine in your eyes, stars never tell lies. Please tell me they shine for me.
Edna Savage and Ron Goodwin's orchestra there from 1955, and Stars Shine in Your Eyes. Very good morning to you. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, Roy Beagley. Time now to say a very good morning to Billy, who lives in, and I think it's pronounced Geesborough. I'm not totally sure on that, Billy. If I'm wrong, do forgive me. It's just a little bit south of Middlesbrough, I think, and he wrote in and said, how about some Floyd Kramer, but some different songs from the usual ones that get played by Floyd Kramer. I said, if you could play these three, it would be great. So Billy, settle back, relax, and here they are.
Thank you.
great stuff there. Three songs from Floyd Kramer, as suggested by Billy up there in Gisborough, which is southeast of Middlesbrough. I checked it out. Thank you so much for those songs, Billy. A man and a woman, or un homme et une femme. And in the middle there, we had The Look of Love. And the very beginning, we had L'amour est bleu, or Love is Bleu, which many moons ago was a Eurovision Song Contest entry, 1967. It was sung by Vicky Leandros. It didn't win, it came fourth, but it became one of the most famous songs not to win. And Vicky Leandros actually did win the contest a few years later, if memory serves me correctly. And the winner was in 1967, by the way, our very own Sandy Shaw and A Puppet on a String. But I digress. Billy, thank you so much for that. Really did enjoy hearing Floyd Kramer, and it made me think of Anne, and can't believe it's been nearly a year. But there you go. Billy, thank you so much indeed. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, do please feel free to do so. And if you want to purvey some Christmas songs, that's entirely up to you. Leave it in your hands. Email me, roy@angelradio.uk. Let me know the artist and the songs. And if you don't have access to email, then give the receptionists a call during office hours and give them the name of the artist and the three songs and ask them to forward the details on to me, if they will, which they will. And you can do it that way as well. And of course, if you give a call on 0800 014 1955, the call is free. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, RB,
on your old Valve wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, ear pads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios, the fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A, wonderful Angel Radio.
Time now to take a look back at some of the things that happened this week back then. And in 1429, on November the 24th, in the Hundred Years' War, Joan of Arc unsuccessfully besieged La Charité. And on this very day, in 1954, Alger Hist was released from prison after serving 44 months for perjury. And also on this day in 1975...
Ross McWhirter, TV presenter and co-founder of the Guinness Book of Records, was tragically assassinated on this day in 1975, outside his North London home. His death, attributed to the Irish Republican Army, followed his public offering of rewards for information leading to the arrest of IRA bombers. His death underscored the volatile political climate of the era and the far-reaching impact of the Northern Ireland conflict.
This week in 1936 in London, the Crystal Palace was destroyed by fire. And in 1877, Thomas Edison demonstrated his phonograph for the very first time. And this week back then in 1961, space travel takes a giant step.
As scientists and technicians prepare to orbit Enos, a five-year-old chimpanzee, around the Earth. This is the preliminary, all-important step in space research that the U.S. insists on being successful before a man makes an orbital flight. Part of a highly trained team of chimps, Enos has been taught to perform certain tasks aboard the capsule when lights flash. His reward, a banana-flavored tidbit.
Yes, indeed, no monkeying around there. Long before that, though, in 1487, Elizabeth of York was crowned Queen of England. And in 1947, New Zealand sort of said goodbye to the UK. It ratified the Statute of Westminster and thus becomes independent of legislative control by the United Kingdom. And talking about taking control, in 1975, Suriname gained independence from the Netherlands. And back in 1778, Captain James Cook became the first European to visit Maui. And in 1863, United States President Abraham Lincoln proclaims November the 26th as a national Thanksgiving Day to be celebrated annually on the final Thursday of each November, following the Thanksgiving controversy from 1939 to 1941. It has been observed on the fourth Thursday in 1942 and subsequent years. And this week, back in 1811, Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5 in E-flat major, Opus 73, premiered in Leipzig. Just 3 years later, but in an entirely different matter, in 1814, the Times of London became the first newspaper to be produced on a steam-powered printing press. Now, if you were watching a television on November the 25th, 1963, well, at 5:10, it was Blue Peter with Christopher Trace and Valerie Singleton. Lone Ranger was on at 5:25, and at 6 it was the news. Town and Around with Richard Baker was on at 6:10, and at 6:25 it was Top of the Form with Jeffrey Wheeler and Paddy Feeney asking the questions. Tonight was on at 7:05 with Cliff Mitchellmore, and at 7:45, Adventure, The King Who Can't Grow Old. It was down the White Nile, beyond the fearful swamplands of the Sud. And there was a forbidden part of the Sudan, and an ancient warlike race was there ruled by an extraordinary being. Sounds so much fun, doesn't it? 8:10, there was The Defenders. News was at 9, Panorama at 9:10 with Richard Dimbleby. Points of View at 10:00 with Robert Robinson, and the Golden Awards 1963 at 10:05 with William Orange being the master of ceremonies, whose neighbour was on at 10:40. News Extra at 11:00. And then E=mc², thinking relativity through, and that was at 11:15 until closed down at 11:45. Well, if radio was your bag in 1967 on Friday, November the 24th, this was what was on Radio 1 at 5:30 in the morning. It was the news summary and the weather. Breakfast special at 5:33 until 7:00, when it was Tony Blackburn. At 8:30, David Hamilton, and at 5:10, Crack the Clue with Duncan Johnson. Jimmy Young Show at 10:00, Stuart Henry at 12, Joe Loss Show at 1, Crack the Clue again at 5:00 to 2, Pete Brady at 2, Ed Stewpot Stewart at 4:31 with What's New, Crack the Clue again, very popular program, at 5:25, and at 5:30, The David Simon Show. News time was at 7:30, weather forecast at 7:45, and then they switched over to Radio 2 until 10:00, when it was Late Night Extra with Mike Lennox. Newsroom was at midnight, Jazz at Night at 12:05, Night Ride at 12:25 until news summary and close down just after 2:00. And if you walked into your local record store this week back then in 1967, you would have got this if you'd asked for the number one record.
I can hear the guitar start to play, and very soon they say I was a fool to turn my love away. And with each glass of wine I feel a glow, and very soon I know let my baby go. So let the heartaches begin. I can help it, I can win. I've lost that girl for sure. Tears won't help anymore. Yes, let the soft embraces that they seem to share just make me feel aware of the loneliness I find so hard to bear. So let the heartaches begin. I can help it, I can win. I've lost that girl for sure. Her tears won't that girl, for sure. And now that she's gone,
was Long John Baldry, of course, and Let the Heartaches Begin, and some of the stuff that was happening this week back then. And yes, I did mean to say Frank's Giving. Apparently it was I can't remember the name of the president now, but one of the presidents tried to change the date of Thanksgiving from the fourth Thursday to the third Thursday. It didn't go down too well, and if they did it at all, it certainly didn't last long. And of course, this coming Thursday is Thanksgiving, and we have people coming around, and I'm going to be cooking, and goodness knows what else. And actually, I'm quite looking forward to it as well, because we haven't had a, what I call a full-blown Thanksgiving for a couple of years now, so it should be a lot of fun, and I intend to drink quite a bit of wine as well.
Speak, and the world is full of singing, and I'm winging higher than the birds. Touch, and my heart begins to crumble, the heavens tumble, darling, and I...
Words, 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 I'm so sick of words. I get words all day through, first from him, now from you. Is that all you blighters can do? Hold me tight. Anyone who's ever been in love will tell you that this is no time for a chat. Haven't your lips longed for my touch? Don't say how much. Show me, show me. Don't talk of love lasting through time. Make me no undying vow.
Stuff from 1956. That was, of course, Julie Andrews with Show Me, and she was singing there with John Michael King, who was an American actor, most famous for musicals, but he was the son of actor Dennis King, if you remember him, and he was an English actor and singer and very popular back in the day. So hope you enjoyed that. That was a Julie Andrews and My Fair Lady. Now, where are we off to now? Andy Williams and the Osmond Brothers, and they've got friends as well, so let's just get them in here and they can start singing. It's Good Morning Starshine. Are we ready? Ubi, ubi, abba. Ubi, ubi, abba, ubi, da, da, la, la, la. All right.
Saba, sibi, saba, nubi, abba, naba, lili, lo, lo.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us, we twinkle below. Good morning, starshine. You lead us along,
my love and me, as we sing our early morning sing a song.
Good morning, starshine. There's love in your eyes, reflecting your sunlight. in my lover's eyes. Good morning, starshine. So happy to be
my love and me as we sing our early morning sing a song. Sing the song, song, sing, song, 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 sing, 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 song.
Sing in the song,
sing in the song,
song in the sing,
song in the sing.
Stupid old song,
stupid old song.
Follow along.
Morning Starshine with Andy Williams and the Osmond Brothers and a load of other people as well. And I was just checking the lyrics out there, and they do go gliddy glump gloopy nippy nappy noopy la 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 lo lo and sabba sibby sabba nooby abba nabba lay lay lo lo tooby ooby walla nooby abba nabba early morning singing song. So, there you go. Now you know.
Thank you.
stuff. That was Carol Givens and his boyfriends, would you believe? And you fit into the picture. just wondering if I have a date on that. No, I don't think I do. I think it goes way back. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, RB. We're on the FM band in Havant and other places in the area, Portsmouth and other myths. And you can also find us in some areas on DAB and, of course, around the world on the internet. And for details of all of those ways of listening, just go to the website angelradio.co.uk, slightly different to the email address, and when you get there, just check on how to listen, and you'll see there FM, DAB and online. Time now for a little bit of posh, and it's just under 3 minutes this week, but it is very posh. It is Richard Burton, and he is reading Thomas Hardy's Wessex Heights.
There are some heights in Wessex shaped as if by a kindly hand for thinking, dreaming, dying on. And at crises when I stand, say, on Ingpen Beacon eastward or on Will's Neck westwardly, I seem where I was before my birth. And after death, maybe. In the lowlands I have no comrade, not even the lone man's friend, her who suffereth long and is kind, accepts what he is too weak to mend. Down there they are dubious and askance, there nobody thinks as I, but mine chains do not clank where one's next neighbor is the sky. In the towns I am tracked by phantoms, having weird detective ways, shadows of beings who fellowed with myself of earlier days. They hang about at places and they say harsh, heavy things, men with a wintry sneer and women with tart disparagings. Down there I seem to be false to myself, my simple self that was and is not now, and I see him watching, wondering what crass cause can have merged him into such a strange continuator as this, who yet has something in common with himself, my chrysalis. I cannot go to the great grey plain. There's a figure against the moon, nobody sees it but I, and it makes my breast beat out of tune. I cannot go to the tall spire town, being barred by the forms now past for everybody but me, in whose long vision they stand there fast. There's a ghost at Yell'ham Bottom chiding loud at the fall of the night. There's a ghost in Froomside Vale, thin-lipped and vague in a shroud of white. There is one in the railway train whenever I do not want it near. I see its profile against the pane, saying what I would not hear. As for one rare fair woman, I am now but a thought of hers. I enter her mind, and another thought succeeds me that she prefers. Yet my love for her in its fullness she herself even did not know. Well, time cures hearts of tenderness, and now I can let her go. So I am found on Ingpen Beacon or on Will's Neck to the west, or else on homely Bulborough or little Pilsden Crest, where men have never cared to haunt, nor women have walked with me, and ghosts then keep their distance, and I know some liberty.
Thank you. can tell who's knocking at my door. Love has come to say that we must part. Be still, my heart. Just read those eyes, trembling lips that don't know where to start. Even though you know they are telling lies, be still, my heart. He hears the rumbling of a drum. It bids him come and he must go. He's leaving me and leaving you for someone new. And though we'll miss him so, we'll never let him know. Don't cry, my heart. Even though our love has gone away, he'll be coming back to us someday. Be still, my heart.
Alberta Hunter with Jack Jackson's orchestra from 1934 and Be Still My Heart. And before that we had Wessex Heights. Was written by Thomas Hardy and read by Richard Burton. Makes you want to go there, doesn't it? That was a great poem. I really enjoyed hearing that. And you can go there as well and look around a number of those places that were mentioned. And we'll have some more bit of posh for you around about the same time next week. Coming up fairly shortly, it'll be Day at Night. To take us there, Horace Hyatt and his Musical Nights.
Music man is coming, a mandolin he's strumming.
Beedleyum bum bum, beedleyum bum. Here comes the man with the mandolin. Beedleyum bum bum, beedleyum bum. He'll cheer you up till your ship comes in. Lovable old fella playing an old tune. He comes around every afternoon. Raggedy old minstrel wearing a big grin. You'll love the man with the mandolin. All the kids holler, all the kids holler to the windows above. Mama throw a nickel and the man'll pick a little tune we love. Beedleyum bum bum, beedleyum bum. Open your heart, let the music in. Beedleyum bum bum, beedleyum bum. There goes the man with the mandolin. The mandolin.
Was that a mandolin? I'm not totally sure that was a mandolin. It was Horace Hyatt and his Musical Nights, that's for sure, and Larry Cotton was doing the singing from 1939, The Man with the Mandolin, but I don't know, it just didn't sound like a mandolin to me. Mind you, it's late at night for me, early in the morning for you, and I guess we have to ask ourselves, do we really care? And I hear you yelling at your radios, no we don't. Time now for Day at Night. This couldn't be more simpler. It was invented by Brad Klamber, who lives in Chicago, and he said, how about playing some Doris Day songs at night and calling it Day at Night? Seemed like a good idea at the time, and it still does.
Hey, buddy.
Yes, Doris?
If you were to ask me who the sweetest one I knew was, I'd say you was.
Are you kidding, Dodo?
No.
Well, if you were to ask me who my favorite point of view was, I'd say you was.
Oh, really, buddy? When you're not near, my heart is inclined to waste away.
But when you're here, the funny part is my heart is a spherical, lyrical miracle all the day.
If you were to ask me who the apple of your eye was, I'd say I was.
And you'd be so right. If you were to ask me who your sweet potato pie was, I'd say I was.
Oh, yes. And listen to this. Supposing you paid a visit to a certain preacher. Supposing you overheard me practicing I do.
Then you were to ask me who the bride and groom to be was, I'd say we was.
Me and you.
Say, Doris, honey.
What?
If I were to ask you who the captain of the crew was,
I'd say you was.
Feels good to be the boss around here.
If I were to ask you who the oyster in your stew was,
I'd say you was.
Oh, gee. And you know something, buddy? I've got a heart that hollers when you're not close to me.
But when you're near, it sort of follows.
There isn't a lovelier heaven, a bubblier place to be. If I were to ask you who my extra special guy was,
I'd say I was.
Hey, how about that?
Oh, golly. If I were to ask you who my rainbow in the sky was,
I'd say I was.
You was, you was.
Supposing you heard that I was shopping for a trousseau.
Supposing I brought you something old and something new.
And you were to ask me who the bride and groom to be was,
what would you say?
I'd say we was, me and you. We was. Just a memory. Our love will still be new. Thank you.
love will still be new. In our hearts there'll still be melody, a love song warm and true. Though the world may change as time goes by, we'll never change, we two. When tonight is just a memory, our love will still be. Tenderness beaming, they thrilled me through, they filled me too with wonderful dreams. I am dreaming, no need to speak. No more shall I seek, for my heart has taught me their meaning, and love has come at last. I know your eyes have told. Taught me their meaning, and love has come at last. I know your eyes have told me.
When Doris Day sings songs like that. Your Eyes Have Told Me So, with Paul Weston and his orchestra, and she also had the Norman LaBeouf chorus in there as well, bringing up the rear. In the middle, Frank Comstock and his orchestra with When Tonight Is Just a Memory, and we started off with Doris and Buddy Clark, along with Mitchell Ayers and his orchestra, and You Was. And that's this week's Day at Night sequence. We'll have another sequence for you around about the same time next week. And my thanks to Brad Clamper in Chicago for suggesting that we do this in the first place, and also, whilst we're in the mood for thanks, DAB Dave as well, who supplies a lot of the music for this program, and he does it all for the love, and I really do appreciate it, Dave. Thank you so much indeed. We don't play, he sends in songs each week. which so most we play, some we don't, we leave to another week, others go elsewhere, but they all do get played eventually, which is exactly the way it should be, because they're all so darn good. It's time to hear from the Heron Sisters right now, along with Bram Martin's orchestra, and this is from, we think, about 1937, although when I checked on it, I couldn't find a single thing about it. It's called When My Dream Boat Comes Home. Must be talking about me. Sisters with Bram Martin and his orchestra. There are a group now called the Heron Sisters, but they're not the same ones. These go way back to the 30s, and that was called When My Dream Boat Comes Home here on Angel Radio. Let's see, what's the time? Oh, well, in about, what is it, about five minutes' time, we will have some comedy, and it's going to come this week from Minnie Pearl. To take us there, Nancy Wilson, followed by Helen Forrest.
Spring will come and grass will grow, the brooks will hum with melted snow. If love is good to me, clouds will cry and rain will fall, the earth will sigh and drink it all. If love is good to me, there always will be skies of blue above me, just as long as Mother Nature makes you love me. Leaves will fall from winter's chill, and I'll recall the summer thrill.
once you gave to me. This all could be if love is good to me. If love is good to me, if love is good to me, there always will be skies of blue above me, just as long as Mother Nature makes you love me. Leaves will fall from winter's chill, and I'll recall the summer thrill that once you gave to me. These wondrous things each year depend on you, my dear. This all could be if love is good to me.
Thank you. lost. Someone else has found the love I lost. Still I'm clinging to my precious summer souvenir.
Gorgeous stuff. I was so intent on listening there. It's the end of the song. It's Helen Forrest, broadcast live from 1938, and it came from the Hotel Lincoln in New York City. And that's why I was listening to her hard, because I could hear people talking and laughing in the background, and I couldn't quite figure out whether it was on the record or whether it was me listening to something that I didn't know about, but it's definitely on the record. Helen Forrest and Artie Shore and his orchestra and Summer Souvenirs. It's time for some comedy now, and this week we're going to hear two pieces from wonderful Minnie Pearl.
Well, sir, I had the most exciting experience I ever had in my life last week. I went to a wedding. It won't mine, it is some feller's else's. I wished it had been mine. That's one wedding I'd sure like to get an invite to. But I went to that wedding, and I wish y'all could have went with me. Oh, they had flowers, they had Christmas anthems and nasturtiums and petunias and begonias. I never seen the beat all around. And they had a lady playing the organ. She was playing Mendelssohn's Wedding March. Oh, I just cried and cried. Had the best time. And the bride, she come down the aisle, and she had on a white dress and white mosquito netting up and down the front of her face. I didn't see why they didn't just spray her with DDT. Her dress was awful pretty in the front, but it sagged something awful down the back. Two little young'uns had to come behind and tote it for her. She just come on in there like there wasn't nothing wrong with the hem of her dress. Seemed like somebody to notice that before she got in there. It embarrassed me. And if she'd had to get away from there in a hurry with that long dress swinging out behind her, she'd have fell, broke a leg, they'd had to shoot her. But she'd come on in there, and the groom, he was waiting for her at the halter. Well, that's what it was. It took him a little time to find it out, but that's what it was. And you know, they said the bride looked stunning. Well, the groom just looked stunned. He looked like another clean shirt of dun. One more be all he need. I felt sorry for him. You know, he is out of his mind, bound to have been. He never would have said what he did. He told that girl right there in front of all them folks that he'd give her all the worldly goods he had. He did. I heard him. He said he'd give her all his worldly goods. As Pappy is sitting by me, he said, "Uh-oh, there goes Jed Slingshot." And coming on home from that wedding was the closest that my feller ever come to proposing to me. I just tell you, it is just the most exciting thing. We was coming by the graveyard, and that there's where it liked to happen, right there. We come by the graveyard, and was coming along with a horse and buggy, see? And we come by the graveyard, and my feller Hezzy, he pulled up that old horse, and we stopped there in front of that graveyard, and he looked over at the graveyard, and then he looked over at me, and he said, "Minnie Pearl." That there's my name's Minnie Pearl. That is why he called me that. He said, well, it was. I reckon it's the only reason I know. He said, "Minnie Pearl," he said, "all my kinfolks for years back, everybody ever been kin to me, and I reckon ever will be, has been buried over in that graveyard. I hope someday to see you buried over there, too." Well, I didn't know what to say, him proposing to me like that. And then's when he kissed me. And the way he kissed me, he started to tell the horse to get up. And just as he started to tell the horse to get up, he went like this. And I got in the way. Me, all right. I thought every hair on my head was a harp and somebody's playing a different tune on every one of them. I've been in several weddings myself. I've been a bridesmaid. Oh, I love to be in them. I just love a wedding. The last one I was in, though, I had a little trouble about my dress. I was aiming to wear a real pretty dress. Aunt Ambrosie and Mammy was cutting it out for me. And they had the fine pattern that we've used several times for my dresses. And this one was going to have a V-neck. And Aunt Ambrosie had on a new pair of spectacles, and they give her double vision. And when she cut it out, instead of it being a V-neck, it come out a W. Well, I couldn't use that dress. I just had to get another one, you know? Aunt Ambrosie's a fine lady. She's Uncle Nabob's wife, and Uncle Nabob's one of my favorite uncles of all. He's the finest old feller. I'd love to bring him up here with me. I would have loved for y'all to have saw him. But every time I take him somewhere, he just mortifies me to death. A little while ago, I took him up to New York with me. I had to do a show up there, and he embarrassed me so. He never had rode an elevator. And we got in that little cage, and they jammed the door shut, and we just shot right straight up about 15 or 16 wagon greasings. Got to the top, and fella run the elevator, turned around and seen Uncle Nabob look kind of pale. He said, "What's the matter, Pop? Did it scare you?" Uncle Nabob said, "No, I always wear my pants down around my ankles this way." Day or two after that, I had a little more trouble with him. I went in one of them great big department stores, and I lost Uncle Nabob. Couldn't find him nowhere. And I found him finally. He was trying to go up on a down escalator. I said, "Uncle Nabob, what in the world are you trying to do, trying to go up on a down escalator?" He said, "Leave me alone, gal. Can't you see I'm a gaining on it?" Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I'm just as proud and happy to be down here with all you fine folks, and handsome fellers, too. Now they are. Sure enough, I've been looking at them. I just look. It don't do no good, but I still look. It's kind of like going down to the depot and watching the trains go by. You love to hear the whistle even if you ain't going nowhere. But I did have two nice-looking fellers kind of look at me tonight as I was walking in out there. There was two of the handsomest fellers standing there, and I looked over at them and smiled, and they looked over at me and laughed out loud. One of them said to the other, and he said, "I believe that's the ugliest woman I ever seen in my life." The other said, "Yeah, she's awful ugly, but she might be a pretty good old girl. You know, beauty's only skin deep." And the other said, "Well, let's skin her." See, I can't help the way I look. When they passed around looks, I thought they said books, and I said, "Give me a funny one." Well, so this other feller, he says to me, he says, "Now, I believe I recognize that girl." Said, "That's that Minnie Pearl." Said, "She's been down there at the Grand Ole Opry for 175 and a half years." He said, "She carries on like she's from the country." He said, "I bet she ain't from the country." He said, "I bet she don't know a goose from a gander." I turned around, I said, "Well, at Grinder's Switch, we don't worry about that. We just put them all out there together and let them figure it out for themselves." Oh, so far we ain't had no complaints, hardly at all, you might say. Well, said old my feller, he had a fit about me coming off over here. You know, he gets worried about me when I leave Grinder's Switch and come over here to Nashville. He does. He worries. He said, "One of these nights, you'll get over there around that Grand Ole Opry, and one of them fellas over there will run off with you." I wish they would. I just said that because it's so. No, he said last night he come by the house. And, oh, you know, it is so romantical. It is late. It's about 8:30, I reckon. And we were sitting there on the double settee in the front room, and I was sitting by him, and him by me, and one by each, and each by the other. We were just sitting there. Oh, it is romantical, except for one thing. We got a great big old tall grandfather clock. Stands away tall against the wall, and it ticks slow every time my fella comes over there to keep me company. Sound like that old clock saying, "Take your time. Take your time." I ought to get one of my fast ticking little clocks that goes, "Get together, get together, get together." Ain't this awful grown girl of 18 up here carrying on so silly? He said, "What would you do?" We're sitting there just looking at one another, just like two frogs under a collard leaf and it a raining. He said, "What would you do if you was to get off up there around where all them handsome fellas are up there in the city and run up on a bunch of one of them fast fellers, them city broke fellers, that'd just kiss you at the drop of a hat, what would you do? I said, I reckon I'd be all time dropping my hat. I ain't had no trouble yet. I'm still hoping. Law, I ain't been kissed in so long. I forgot whether it's done by drawing in your breath or blowing it out. That's right now, sure enough. They say kissing spreads germs. I sure have spent a lot of healthy evenings in my life. We had a party the other night at Grinder's Switch, where I live at, and right in the middle of it, they started playing a game where they drawed a circle in the middle of the floor, and a girl would stand in the middle of the circle, and a fella would either have to kiss her or pay a fine. I made $11.34. One old boy didn't have no money with him, said he'd pay me come Saturday. But I'd like to take you all with me to Grinder's Switch sometime. Now, I've been talking about Grinder's Switch for now on to 20 years up here at the Grand Ole Opry, and several folks have asked me about Grinder's Switch, and I'd just love to take you with me. We've got more going on down there than you ever seen. River runs every day, train runs once a week. Everything going on down there, it's exciting. Now, last week, Seif Jones got one of them newfangled oil stoves, and that thing blowed up, blowed Seif and his old lady clean out the top of the roof. First time they've been out together since they got married. He ain't like Lim Perkins. He takes his wife with him everywhere he goes. I said to him one day, I said, Lim, you're so thoughty. You take your wife with you everywhere you go. He said, yeah, she's so ugly, I'd rather take her with me than to kiss her goodbye.
Juliet, I've been waiting for so long for you to come by. But their dreams won't fill the night time, and I'm so glad I found Juliet. Na 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 na. Wandering round inside a grown man, no more than a small boy, sweet Julianne. About to give up trying, and there you stood without your shoes on. You've gone and loved me, sweet Julianne. Na 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 na.
On your old Valve wireless and your new digital radio. Good morning. This is Angel Radio.
depends on how you look at me today. If you are smiling, it must be June. But if your eyes say no, there's ice and snow due soon. You are the reason for the seasons in my heart. Your smile makes winter end and summer start. Spring in December, snowy July. It all depends on what I see within your eyes.
December, which I don't think is possible anywhere in the world, is it? No, it's not. It was Anne Shelton, though. And before that, Neil Diamond and Juliet from the album Brother Love's Travelling Salvation Show. And comedy this week from the great Minnie Pearl, where they had Went to a Wedding and then Looking at Fellas. And I do hope you enjoyed that. And if you like Minnie Pearl, there's quite an interesting documentary on television about her at the moment. I think it's on Netflix. If it's not Netflix, this is Prime Video, one of the two. But it was very interesting. Saw it and have a newfound respect for that lady. Very good indeed. Now, this is from 1946. It's Jack Byfield's orchestra with Steve Conway singing, and they're going to tell us about Promises.
Like passing ships destined to meet and part. Love was upon your lips, but love wasn't in your heart. The things that you said made me love you a lot. How well I remember the vows you forgot. Promises, pretty little promises. I believed in every one you made to me. Once you pictured a dream house, but dreams fade so soon. Gone is the dream house along with all those moonlight promises. Promises that thrilled me so. Darling, how was I to know they'd never be? Though your schemes didn't ring true, in dreams I still cling to those promises you made to me. Promises that thrilled me so. Darling, how was I to know they'd never be? Though your schemes didn't ring true, in dreams I still cling to those promises made to me.
Maybe you know that the fleet's in port again. Maybe you don't know the leaves too short again. All your romances will soon be upset. Now you're in trouble, but don't you forget, the fleet's not in port very long. It can't stay in port very long. So don't you throw away a chance, girls. The fleet's not in port very long. It can't stay in port very long. Think so, you'll find that you're wrong. So don't you throw away romance, girls. The fleet's not in port very long. Though the boys are here today, soon they'll have to sail away. Soon they'll say goodbye, and then who knows when they'll be home again. And you don't, you'll be wrong. So don't you throw away your chances. The fleet's not in port very long. So you'll find that you're wrong. So don't you throw away romance, girls. The fleet's not in port very long. Though the boys are here today, soon they'll have to sail away. Soon they'll say goodbye, and then who knows when they'll be home again. So turn out and join in the throng.
In the throng.
If you want and you don't, you'll be wrong. So don't you throw away your chances. The fleet's not in port very long.
Theodore Dawson and the fleet's not in port very long. And before that, Steve Conway with Jack Byfield's orchestra and Promises from 1946. And that's it from me. I leave you with Ruby Newman and his orchestra and Lover. See you next week.